That's The Record from KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman.
I'm Ross Reynolds. More bad news about Bertha. That's that deep bore tunnel machine that's creating a tunnel under downtown Seattle. It's still stuck beneath the city, and it will be for up to 6 more months. Turns out that the drive system is damaged. And now the Washington State Department of Transportation says repairs will take months to complete.
The Record contacted the Washington Department of Transportation earlier today. They tell us the contractor, Seattle Tunnel Partners, quote, owns the machine and is responsible for its operation, the repairs, and the timeline for the repairs.
So that leads to the multi-million-dollar question here in Seattle. Who is on the hook for cost overruns, Seattle or the state of Washington? Earlier today, Governor Jay Inslee said it's the contractor who should be held responsible.
We're going to insist that tunnel either gets built on time or the contractor is going to be financially responsible to the citizens of this state for every single penny of cost overruns that contractor could eventually be responsible for.
I asked Seattle Mayor and former State Senator Ed Murray about Bertha and other major issues facing the city when he came to KUOW earlier today. Seattle Mayor Ed Murray, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
You introduced the legislation for the deep bore tunnel back when you were in the State Senate back in 2009. You said it'll create jobs, it'll create a brand new corridor to revitalize our major cities downtown. What are your thoughts today?
That's still true. And regrettably, it appears that four, maybe all five seals have been compromised on Bertha. And the contractor, which is a design build, which means the state, which is the manager of the project, has less control over what happens. The contractor is now going in to fix that problem. And, you know, there were expectations that we would run into major problems, as with any mega project. It's disappointing, but I think we have to solve this problem and get it right.
It's not unexpected that there be problems. And I think there was a $40 million fund set aside.
Right.
Do you have any idea whether that's already spent?
My understanding is that it is not. But again, we need more information from the contractor. The state needs more information from the contractor to get this right.
Will the delays on the tunnel cost the city of Seattle?
I don't believe it will for two reasons. One, again, it's a design build, which means the contractor bid for a certain price, which is different than if the state controlled it. And secondly, it is a state highway. And state highways are a state responsibility. Now, having said that, I don't believe we should get involved in finger pointing. I believe the state, the city, the county, and the contractor should work together to solve these problems and get costs under control.
I have to cite, though, a phrase that your predecessor used quite often in looking at the legislation. It said that any costs over the state's financial commitment shall be borne by property owners in the Seattle area, end quote.
Yeah.
You don't think that applies?
Well, I'm told legally it doesn't apply, and I'm told, I believe in reality it can't apply, because if you start applying a cost that the state incurs in one jurisdiction, why not in every jurisdiction? And I think legislators and mayors throughout the state are going to be concerned if that was the way we proceeded. And we've heard from the governor, we've heard from the chair of the House Transportation Committee, that they also don't believe it applies.
Should the city of Seattle be taking a stronger role on the construction of this tunnel?
Well, it is a state project, and we are stepping up on our part in regards to the seawall. We're stepping up our relationship with the state by setting up a series of meetings between the experts on the ground, between the governor, the county executive, and myself. Should we take over the project at this point? That's not been on the table. It's still a state corridor.
Seattle Mayor Ed Murray on Bertha's continuing woes. You can hear the rest of that interview with Ed Murray tomorrow on this program, and we'll have more on Bertha with Washington Secretary of Transportation Lynn Peterson tomorrow. This is The Record on KUOW.